adorable. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say, okay. Well, what word would you use in here in the middle of this? That boy, what, his father?
Looks like. Okay. Favors.
Okay, both of those. Yeah. What about if his behavior is similar to his father? You might say, what, his father?
He acts like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And peanuts that ripen underground?
What do you call them? Mm-hmm. I've heard them called peanuts, ground peas, goobas.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what name might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
And what about if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
They might call him a country bumpkin, or a rube, or something like that.
Okay. All right. These next ones have to do with race. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is a different color from yours?
We say Negroes or blacks.
Okay. And what about a word that is very uncomplimentary, when they're really no good, lazy?
Star, low down, trash.
Okay, but now I'm talking about a black person now.
Well, we just call them sorry. Just now, you mean what I'd say or what I hear say?
Well, you can tell me both.
I've heard people in this community call them niggers, you know, right. That's a common term.
But you don't.
But I would not say that. Okay. I don't think I would use that term.
Okay. And then just talking about our race, people of our race, you'd say we are.
If they're no good, they're worthless, you know, not industrious, we call them, well, just. Common term would be low down white trash, you know.
Sure. Okay. Uh-huh. And what about any other words that people of other races might use about whites? Do you know what, say, black people around here might call whites if they want to say they're no good?
I don't know.
Okay, what about if a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son broke it very carelessly? You might say the man got awfully what?
Mad. Hot.
Okay, and if you've been working very hard all day, you might say, well, I am really
tired. Do you want me to tell you what I'd say or what some of the expressions I've heard?
Either one.
A lot of people say, I'm just petered out. That's what old folks say.
Okay,
know.
That's
I'm
fine.
Just beat.
Tell me what you'd say, and then if you think of any others.
All right, I'm just beat.
Sure.
I'm weary.
Okay, the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Misbehaved?
No, the nurse, not the teacher. The nurse sent home because
he was sick.
Okay. But if you want to say...
Well, I said somebody would say he was puny.
Okay. And
I wasn't feeling pert.
Wasn't feeling pert. Okay.
That's wrong.
But what about if you want to make it clear that he wasn't sick when he went to school? Today at school, he what?
Oh, he goofed off.
Okay, but it has to do with the sick business, too.
Oh, well, you could goof off. You could pretend
sure.
You were sick.
Pretend, very likely.
Well, he just... At
1 o'clock today, all of a sudden, he what? Something sick. I want to use, what verb would you use in there? He
became sick.
Okay, is that the way you say it?
All of a sudden, the teacher said he got sick.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
And do you remember a word, I think this has gone long since out of style, but a noisy, pranky celebration that took place after a wedding?
Chivalry.
Did they used to do such a thing?
I'm not aware of it. I know the term, but
right.
I don't remember any.
Right.
I never have been a part of any of
sure.
Like that. I don't
right.
remember it, but they say they did.
Right.